Hi,
Hi, this is Mitzi. Today is February 17th. It's a Tuesday. And, I'm very new to Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to give it a try and share some things that I would like to share with people, things that are on my heart. And I called my show Healing Hearts His Way. I spent most of my life with a broken heart and with a lot of pain inside of me, and I just did not know how to get rid of that pain, no matter what I tried. I tried everything. Most of you can probably immediately think off the top of your head what some of those things could be. Of course, alcohol, drugs, sex, work. I tried all those things, and nothing worked. But they are great at helping you pretend like you don't have a problem, or helping you think that your problem is fixed, or at least you can put it off until sometimes in the middle of the night. Sometimes it's when you wake up in the morning and you think about all the things you did to get rid of that pain. But you can't trick yourself. Denial only lasts so long. So what happened in my life was Jesus invaded it, and he made himself real to me, and he just came into my life being so kind and loving and full of love, full of mercy and compassion, caring about all my difficulties, all my problems, to the point that I'm telling you, I just have to share it. I just get so excited when I think about everything that he's done for me, everything he wants to do for me, and the relationship that I have that I can't help talking about it. And, Blog Talk is an awesome avenue because, people want to talk about things, and eventually I'll create a following and people that will want to talk about how exciting it is to have Jesus in their life with me. For now, I'm really just, I'm nervous because I have to tell you, I'm nobody special. I'm nobody special as far as radio, as far as talking in front of a group of people, as far as my own opinions. But I do have a heart for people that are in pain, people that are hurting. I do have a heart for the brokenhearted. And I'm just simply considering myself at this time a tool for Jesus to just share his good news, to share the gospel. He says to us that he anoints us to preach the good news of the gospel. And to share that with everybody. And when you really do, when you know it's real inside of you, you can't help but to want to share it. It would just be unnatural to not share it, because if you care about people at all, you want the best for them. And that's what I want. I want the best for people. So, anyway, enough of me. I plan on being on Blog Talk for a while, so I will take callers. There is a number that you can call into. It is 646-787-8522, and we can talk about your stuff, your broken heart. Again, I can't heal a broken heart. I am compassionate. I do have a genuine love for people. Comes from God through me. And I do care. I'm telling you right now, I really do care. That part is important. So many times today, people may ask how you feel, but do you think they really want to answer? And honestly, quite often, we don't even tell them the truth. We just say fine, good, great. People have mastered saying those words that lets everybody know they really don't want to talk about what the real things are. But this is going to be a show where we are going to talk about things that are in-depth and real things. So In the book of Psalms, it tells us the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, that he saves the crushed in spirit. So many times walking through this life, our hearts have been so broken and our spirits have been so crushed that we are existing. There's nothing left for us except existence. And we walk on this earth unhappy, wondering why we were even created, wondering if there is a God, and if he's there, why doesn't he do something? Why doesn't he stop all these things? And those are just so valid questions, because I have been there and I totally can relate to that. In the Psalms, God tells us that he is continually with us. In Psalm 73:23, he says, "Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you receive me to glory." And God is always, always, always with us. He loves us so much that he has made his dwelling place with us. He tells us in the book of Zephaniah 3:17, "The Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Those are two Old Testament scriptures, but they just spoke to my heart this morning, and it just made me excited to know that Jesus is always with us, that he came to bear our griefs. And Isaiah says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." Jesus did that for us. In Psalms 147, he says he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. And that is the goal that I have, is that people, through hearing the words that I'm going to share, can know that their heart can be healed and that their wounds can be healed and that their lives can change. And so I'm just really excited about that. This morning I was reading in a devotional. It's called Jesus Calling. And he said, "I am with you." These four words are like a safety net protecting you from falling into despair. Because you're human and you always have ups and downs in your life experience, but the promise of my presence limits how far down you can go. Sometimes you may feel as if you're in a free fall when people or things you had counted on let you down. Yet as soon as you remember that I am with you, your perspective changes radically. Instead of bemoaning your circumstances, you can look to me for help. You recall that not only I am with you, I am holding you by your right hand. I guide you with my counsel, and afterwards I will take you into glory. This is exactly the perspective you need, the reassurance of my presence and the glorious hope of heaven. Well, everyone has heard of heaven, has heard of God, has heard of Jesus, has heard of Christianity, and this form can take many directions. There are many different denominations, and there are so many beliefs in this world, and I just think it's really exciting that Jesus came. I preach Jesus. I came to say that Jesus, he did come to die for our sins. He did come to give us a better life, to live more abundantly. He came so that our life could be fuller and happier. And I just want to reach out to those of you that feel like your life is not all that it should be or could be, and you want to explore this avenue in a deeper way. We've read a couple of scriptures from the Old Testament, so let's move into the New. And Jesus tells us that blessed are the poor in spirit in the book of Matthew. Matthew 5, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. People that are poor in spirit are those who recognize that they are in need of God's help. And the kingdom belongs to those who confess their spiritual bankruptcy. We have to recognize and know that we need God's help before we can receive it. You know, sometimes it takes a long time before you understand that you can't walk through this life alone and make things happen in your own life. It took me until I am sad to say nearly 50 years old before I began to understand that I couldn't do it on my own. I thought I had everything under control, and I loved taking care of things. I loved taking care of people. I loved trying to help. It's just so in my nature to be a nurturer, to be someone that naturally gives love. But problems began to get deeper than myself. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help my children. I couldn't help the people around me. It was just so big. You know, like drugs. Drugs are a really big thing. It's like, even the people that are hooked on them will just say to you over and over and over, I don't want to do this. Help me. I don't know how to stop. And I didn't know how to help them. I would try all the basic kind of ways to help someone stop doing a habit or something that caused them grief. Ultimately, I didn't have any power, and I couldn't help them, and I couldn't help myself, and my life was just in the midst of so much turmoil. I have experienced divorce. I have experienced drugs, issues with drugs. I have experienced alcohol issues. I have experienced being homeless. My first child died. Was a stillborn. I've gone through some things that caused me to question life. I couldn't find love, and I looked for it in all the wrong places. And when I was really nice to people, I got taken advantage of so many times. I thought people were basically kind inside when there's a lot of mean people out there for a lot of different reasons, but people don't mind taking advantage of other people to get themselves ahead. And that's just part of the process of having that hole in our hearts, and we're trying to fill it. Some people fill that hole in their hearts in good ways. Say they're very creative and they throw themselves into their art. And that's just an awesome way to, you know, quiet that pain inside of you. But even that, even though you might create a beautiful masterpiece, that can still leave you with that feeling like there's just more. There's supposed to be more in life. And there is. I am here to tell you that there is. So I just mentioned previously that there is a kingdom of heaven. And when I read the Bible, it talks about the kingdom is a place where the rule of the land will be from God and His government. And it's going to be so wonderful. There will be no more sadness. Nobody's heart will be hurt ever again during the kingdom reign. Jesus, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is in charge of that. And He offers each of us the opportunity to co-labor with Him to bring about the kingdom. And bringing about the kingdom is a mindset now. It's not just for a time in the future. It's also about now, when something happens and we have an opportunity to show love or to get even, and we choose showing love, that is a process of bringing about the kingdom now on this earth. And there are many, many, many Christians who are going about this process, and they are bringing the kingdom down into this earth, calling heaven down. And God asks us to do that. So there are so many good things that are happening. And when I took my broken heart and the big giant hole in it, and Jesus knocked on my door and I let him in and I just gave him that heart in exchange, he started to open up my eyes to see that there is something so exciting, and that is that he has all these plans and he has all these exciting ways to live life. And in the old way, my way of thinking was they were just rules. And, well, most of my life I did live with the concept that rules were meant to be broken. So I looked into the Bible and I thought that they were just rules, and rules were no fun. I don't know how to explain it, but I didn't follow the rules very well. But once I gave my heart to Jesus, then he opened up my eyes to be able to see that he did create rules, not because they would be hard to follow, not because he's a God that wants to he's not a mean God. He's not harsh, and he's not trying to have us follow a regiment that is impossible. He wanted us to follow really only two ways to live this life. He gave us the Ten Commandments. I think everybody knows about the Ten Commandments. If you don't, that's what he first gave to the children of Israel when he delivered them from captivity out of Egypt. And of course, you can find all these stories in the Bible. You can find that in the book of Exodus, which is in the Old Testament. And right off the bat, the children of Israel, who were God's people, were having trouble with following the rules of the Ten Commandments. And those are all good rules. I mean, we all know we're not supposed to murder somebody. We know we're not supposed to commit adultery. We know we're not supposed to steal. Not so much. People don't talk about having an idol before God, but you have a God out there that is very jealous when we put things before him, and he does not appreciate having anything before him. So an idol doesn't have to be a carved image. It doesn't have to be a big old God that was made out of bricks and mortar, concrete, whatever they used to make those idols. He doesn't have to be a small one that's sitting on your desk that perhaps you pray to. But God doesn't like idols before him. So even with the Ten Commandments, they were very difficult for people to follow. So Jesus, when he came, and he changed everything, because he not only said there was the letter of the law, but that there is the spirit of the law. And the spirit of the law was broken down into two areas. One is to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and your mind. And the other is to love your neighbor as yourself. So I think that those two are doable. When God makes himself real to you, you'll say, yep, I can do those. Loving your neighbor as yourself creates peace in your life. It creates joy. It is a good act to do for lots of reasons, the logical ones I just named. So we can break down following God into those two commands that Jesus gave us. In the kingdom, Jesus tells us that blessed are those who mourn. So so many people do mourn in this life, and he says that they will be comforted. And that is in Matthew 5, verse 4. The spiritual, emotional, or financial loss that results from sin, it could be your sin or could be someone else's sin. It should lead to a mourning and a longing for God's forgiveness and healing. Sin has consequences to it, whether we talk about those things or not. In our society, sin does have consequences, and even though you may not even consciously realize that you're doing something that's against God, that these things create problems in our life and consequences. So God tells us, I'm going to end this show today with knowing that when we allow him into our hearts, and he says to us many times throughout the Bible that he wants to create within us a clean heart, renew within us a right spirit, which just sets us back. It just resets us. And he is so happy to do that at any time in our life. Doesn't matter if you're 50, it doesn't matter if you're 99 plus. Doesn't matter if you're a child, if you have that hunger and you thirst after God, he promises that he will satisfy you. But he says that those who pursue purity and uprightness in their lives, that they will see him. So blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I would just like to say that, again, I'm going to work on understanding Blog Talk better and how I can use it so that I can give you a show that you can enjoy, and perhaps I'll even learn how to talk without saying so much. But in the meantime, if you happen to stumble across this recording at a later date and you see a way that you want to see anything or heard anything you might want to talk about in a greater way, you can find me at email of healingheartshisway@gmail.com. Again, my name is Missy, and I'd be happy to correspond with you. healingheartshisway@gmail.com. I will be having a blog site, a website, and I don't have that up yet. On Facebook, you can find me at Healing Hearts. And I'm just so happy that you would take the time to listen. And again, I will be looking at new ways to bring the good news to you so that you can enjoy it. And we will be having callers in the future. And I am targeting people that other people might not. I'm targeting people that seem like they've been lost in society. I would like to reach out to those who are in the subcultures. I would like to reach out to those who need a voice and need to be heard and don't feel like they can be. People such as dancers in the clubs, workers in the sexual industry, such as people that have mental illness, people that are on disabilities, just kind of forced to be inside their homes and feel cut off from society. I just want you to know that Jesus loves you so much. He loves you so much that if you were the only person who was on the earth, he still would have come and died just for your sin. And that there is nothing that you could do that would be too great for him to forgive. And He not only will forgive you, but he will help you change that. You don't have to be perfect before you come to him. In fact, you can't be. Only through the process of loving him and developing a relationship will you find peace and acceptance. And I'm going to pray for you. Your healing will begin today when you heal these words. And I look to you again. I'm hoping to have Blog Talk at noon on the weekdays, and I'm going to pick a weekend time for a while so I can build up an audience and reach out to you. And I thank you for listening. Again, this is Mitzi, and I'm going to leave you with this song. It's called Peace by Jason Upton.